sermon text to the words that you have already heard from mercy and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. What do you get for the person who has everything? That hard-to-shop-for individual. Pretty much everybody knows someone like that. There's somebody that they have everything they need and perhaps everything they really want for the most part. So what do you do? What are you going to find for them? Maybe you find some kind of novelty item because nothing else really seems to fit, or something that goes with the person's personality or quirkiness because you just don't know what to buy. You probably faced that within this last Christmas. Well, that's kind of what I think of with the wise men when they show up for the Christ child bringing gold and frankincense and myrrh. And I think, boy, these guys, well, we'll get back to that. First of all, the wise men. The wise men, a lot of misconceptions about what took place here and who they were. We don't know how many there were. We have no idea how many magi there were. Magi is plural. Wise men, plural. We know that term is plural, but we don't know how plural it was, if you will. There could have been only two. There could have been seven. We know there were three gifts that are mentioned, and so we attribute then three people bringing those three gifts without actually thinking about the team of 20 to 50 other people that had to come along with them to bring the supplies and everything that they would have needed for this incredible journey. But we know that they were coming to bring gifts to someone who truly, truly had everything they need. And had everything indeed. Jesus Christ, Paul writes in Colossians, by him all things were created, through him heaven and earth, the things visible and invisible, all things were created by him and for him. And all things hold together in him, we're told. So what do you get for the person who has everything? Now, these magi come along, and it's also misconstrued on the idea of what they were. They weren't kings, we three kings. Nice song, just not biblically accurate. I guess it's easier than saying, we three wise men of the Orient are, or magi. The words don't work as well. But they weren't likely kings. They also weren't likely priests. They were probably astronomers, because they were able to read the stars and discern the signs of the stars, and that was something that they would have been skilled at being able to do. We don't know their names. We get some other names that are ascribed to them through history. Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar. But what were their names? We don't know what the names of them were. We also know they were not present at the birth of Jesus. They show up sometime afterwards when Jesus is a child living in a house. The star appears with the birth of a king. So they don't set out on their journey until the star appears. Now they have to follow that star from wherever they are. So the weeks, the months, the year or more, maybe even two, it took for them to travel at great expense. And the pain and suffering that they would have had to endure through this long journey following this star, and all for the purpose of worship. They sacrifice so much for the purpose of coming to worship. That's what we're told they did when they got to where Jesus was. They fell down and worshiped him. That means they would have gone down face to the dirt to praise this child, humbling themselves before a child. We have trouble humbling ourselves before anyone. And yes, in many cases, that even means before God.